You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Equality Act of 2010 makes it against the law to discriminate against someone living with a disability. This means businesses and services such as taxis, restaurants, and shops are expected to make reasonable adjustments to ensure equal access. Yet despite this, a lack of awareness still seems to lead to situations in which those rights are not protected. Keith Valentine is the chief exec of charity Fight for Sight, and recently was told he wasn't allowed to bring his guide dog with him into a store. Now, Keith, this happened fairly recently. Would you mind telling us a little bit more?
Yeah, it was last Monday evening in central London. I was, an ordinary evening walking home with my guide dog on a route that I've trained with her on, going past the supermarket where I would normally go in and pick up some food, went in the store, was then cornered by three of the staff. The duty manager said that I should leave immediately. I informed him it was a guide dog. He said it doesn't matter, guide dogs aren't allowed in businesses that sell food, and I had to get out. Something clicked in my mind. This happens, relatively often, and sometimes you walk away because, you maybe don't want the hassle at that time. Your confidence varies a lot when you understand if you're out in a busy urban environment with a dog, it's quite tough to work that space and get about. But on this day at that time, I thought, I'm just walking home and buying some food for my evening meal. No, I'm not going to let you throw me out of your store. So I said, no, I'm not moving. I said, I'm not leaving the store. I have a right to be here. You're legally obliged to allow me access. I'm not moving. And at that point, the guy subsequently escalated the situation and told his staff to put CCTV on me, threatened to call the police to throw me out. And I obviously said, please do call the police because I know I have a legal right to be in the store. And it ran for about, 10 minutes. And then in the end, I don't know whether, he called somebody, but he came back and he said, oh, yeah, the rules on this have changed recently, so I'm going to allow you to stay in the store.
Okay, still in the wrong. So it wasn't really an apology, was it?
No, not at all. And then obviously this, this is the Sainsbury's that I go to relatively often. So it was a bit of a stunner to be treated like this. Complained to the store and picked up a bit of social media to get contacts. And the first thing I got back from Sainsbury's was, we're sorry this happened, we'll look into it. Second thing was, we've investigated this and it was a misunderstanding. They didn't know it was a guide dog. Well, one of the infuriating things, and that happens so often, the fallback position for people who don't want to confront it is, oh, we didn't realise it was a guide dog. Well, in this situation, I told them it was a guide dog. I'm clearly blind and the dog was in a harness. Now, they then went back and looked at it again and came back and said it was a misunderstanding because the duty manager didn't understand what the company's policy was. And that's why he'd done it. Now, my point there is that clearly the first response was really to try, I think, to get me to shut up and go away. To say basically, you're blowing this out of proportion. It was just a misunderstanding. Now, in all of this as well, there was no sense that they've got any kind of problem with guide dog refusals. They're saying this is a one-off. Now, if you do a simple Google search, you'll find that they've refused people all over the country. Refused a Paralympian with a guide dog entry to one of their stores. They've refused a guy in Stoke with one of their stores, into one of the stores, a guy in Herne Hill, me in Wapping. This is, I don't think that Sainsbury's necessarily realise or acknowledge that they have a problem here. And I don't know where it goes wrong because their policy is clear. And I don't think they're a bad company by any stretch. I mean, they're not out in business to disenfranchise disabled people. But one of the things that's really stunned me with this is that they've not reached for a constructive way of learning from this incident. And I'm really conscious that somebody with my social capital, I run an organization nationally, I'm visible in social media, but very many people that are guide dog users don't have those kind of connections and would have felt intimidated by having people stood around you, being threatened with the police, having CCTV put on you, and then being told, oh, it's just a misunderstanding because they didn't realize you had a guide dog, like you'd not told them. It's true in many cases that often it's the way that the problems are dealt with afterwards that almost escalate and contribute to more damage being done. I'm a strong and confident person going about my life, and it's shaken me. I've lost sleep this week. It's impacted my anxiety and IBS and various other things as well. And I think all that Sainsbury's need to do, and I've written to them to call on them to do this, and I know that guide dogs have done the same thing, is to look at this as a problem that they need to solve, to take the policy that's on their website, which says guide dogs, you know, are allowed access, and make sure that's understood in all of their stores and by all of their management staff. And, you know, enjoy the benefit of the kind of support and goodwill that the organisation would get by doing what so many of their competitors have already done. You know, it's not an attempt to besmirch the good name of Sainsbury's. God knows in this environment we want businesses to succeed. It's simply this. It cannot be the case that you can regularly be having guide dog owners having their rights breached in your stores. And I think that, you know, I'm seeing no sign really that they're taking this in any way as a problem that they need to deal with nationally. I think they see it as a local store situation. But, you know, as I say, look on Google. I think Sainsbury's have a problem, and I think it's time that they started to address that. And if they do start to address that, I will be the first one to congratulate them. These are important things to do for equality in society, but also to make sure that they've got as many customers as they can. And believe me, I was going in the store to spend money, not to do anything other than that.
Yeah, and you want to feel safe when you go into a shop to literally, as you said, just do some groceries, buy a few items, and not feel like you're going to be treated like you're not welcome somewhere where everyone else is welcome.
Well, exactly that. You know, it marginalises you. It makes you other, makes you kind of different. And, you know, one of the sad thing is for me, I think, with the impact it's had on me, my mental health this week, if I'm honest, is that I walked down that road from a good day at work, was looking forward to cooking, and, you know, it's nice to have the dog, to have the liberty, you know, to be able to move around and live like anyone else. And then what Sainsbury's did was just, you know, slam me into a wall. I mean, not literally, but, you know, it's to be threatened with police removal, have CCTV put on you, told, don't care if it's a guide dog, they're not allowed in. It's difficult, you know, I mean, I think that there's so much life that you can have with visual impairment. It's something that can be overcome. But the key tool in doing that is confidence. And a business that's got a problem where it's not fully understood in their business that guide dog owners are allowed to enter with their dogs, then in fact what they're doing is saying, you know, it's an acceptable cost of us not acting on it, you know. And the other thing was as well, you know, they kind of offered me a 20 quid voucher to say sorry. I obviously said, if you are going to spend 20 quid, give it to charity. I don't know what else you can say to that. So I think that they need to understand the mental health impact, the impact of confidence on the individuals. I think that there are people like me and the many others that have raised this. I wonder whether if those of us that feel that we've got the confidence to challenge them in public, I'm sure there are many others that perhaps don't feel that. But like I say, this isn't a vendetta against Sainsbury's. I want them to get sorted out. You know, I've been one of their customers for 55 years now. I don't expect not to be a customer of Sainsbury's. I just want that company to get it right. Make us proud. Make our community proud by doing the right thing. That's all that I'm asking.
Yeah, and lead the way for other organisations that maybe are behind as well. Keith, thank you so much for speaking with us today on RNIB Connect Radio and for sharing your experience. I know it probably wasn't very easy to talk about.
No,
we really do appreciate it. And if you could please keep us updated with any other developments, if you do hear anything else from Sainsbury's.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
Now, after reaching out to Sainsbury's for a comment, a spokesperson for the company said, "We are in touch with Keith to apologize. We have a clear policy which welcomes guide dogs into our stores, and we are investigating his experience and reminding all colleagues of our policy." Thank you once again to Keith for sharing his experience. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.